Facebook. It's one of the most popular social media applications around, but is there a role for Facebook at work and even in federal agencies? On the cover of Federal Computer Week this week, the magazine asks that question, and here with insights is the reporter who wrote that story, Doug Beiser, a reporter for Federal Computer Week. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So talk to us a little bit, first off, how you came up with this idea to do this story.
Well, I've been covering the issue for a while, and just about every agency, every person at agency I spoke to, that was the big question is, okay, once we get this permission to use Facebook and the other Web 2.0 tools, you know, what the heck do we do with them now?
Because GSA and Facebook and YouTube and a bunch of other of the social networking applications recently reached agreement that essentially there were all sorts of basically sort of legal concerns about whether you could use these applications, things like, okay, if there's something that's suable that goes on that site, where do you sue? There are federal rules and they clashed with the sort of terms of service. So they got all those things out of the way, right?
Right. They came to this agreement, and the agreement's technically with GSA, but every other agency can sign on to it,
right.
And it clears up all those things when you check off that little box.
And so now it leads to the real question, which is, okay, we got that agreement, so what do we do with these now, right?
That's the big question, and it's a question a lot of agencies have to answer.
And I was reading through your story when I got my copy of the magazine, and you actually spoke to some folks about how they might use these things and whether they were using these tools and applications.
Right, and it looks like it's going to be several different models. It seems like the big one for government is going to be sort of getting very condensed applications of Facebook that really address a specific audience. So, for example, the State Department already actually has a careers page, and the audience is basically people looking for jobs with the State Department, and they get up on Facebook and they ask questions, and sometimes a State Department official answers a question, sometimes it's other people on Facebook who know the answer. And it's a really good example of how it's supposed to work, where it's real social networking and there's a lot of voices collaborating on issues.
I know one of the challenge has been sometimes the agencies, they sort of look at this and they don't see it as a give and take. And that's really what it takes in this social networked world is it's not just speaking to somebody. It is a two-way conversation, sometimes a multiple-way conversation.
Yeah, that's definitely what the experts say, that if an agency is queasy about that, if they have any reservations about being able to go back and forth, be nervous about what the public might say, the questions they might get, how the public might respond to answers, then they might need to think twice about even starting a Facebook page because it's just not going to work unless they're ready to do that exchange.
William Eggers is here from Deloitte, and he had a question.
Hi, Doug. Good to hear from you today. A lot of federal agencies have spent a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars, on pretty sophisticated collaboration technology tools and trying to build out communities of practice and everything else through these technologies. They haven't always worked all that well, and a lot of times some of the agencies that have overseas presence are trying to use them to connect people a little bit better. What are the possibilities of using Facebook, do you think, to connect both employees who might be overseas, but also kind of public, private, and NGOs into more networks?
Yeah, that's a good point, it's been, you know, probably more than a decade that the federal government's been trying to introduce these collaboration tools with varying degrees of success, and it does seem like Facebook actually does have a lot of potential to fill that gap, to whether it's people spread out through the United States or even overseas. NASA is using it internally for scientists to collaborate on projects, and the interesting thing about Facebook is that it's so open, you don't need some sort of collaboration suite loaded on your computer so everyone has access to it. They're finding that when they use it to collaborate, folks that they didn't even sort of think about who maybe they needed to bring in on a project chime in, and they get this sort of organic collaboration that they really couldn't get with anything else.
And a lot of this is coming. I was listening to Vivek Kundra speak yesterday morning, and he was talking about using these tools really as, if it's out there and already built, why not use it? And guess what? It's free, so the price is right. If it all of a sudden enables you to do something that really is, as Bill, as you said, agencies have been struggling with this for years, decades.
Yeah, that's definitely it, and it's. I think another part of this is Facebook is easy. A lot of these tools just haven't been easy.
Almost fun,
right? So, you know, whatever you want to do, however you want to network, it's so quick and so easy, and it seems like a simple idea. You would think someone would have come up with it sooner, but it seems to be the one that works.
What are some of the challenges out there? Because I know a lot of agencies, GSA, sort of tried this, and people freaked out a little bit. What are some of the challenges that agencies will face as they go forward with trying to use sort of these very public, very available software, web-based platforms as they proceed forward?
Well, you touched on the first one. They have to be ready to interact. I mean, they just can't approach it with a sensor's pen and just not make it a true interactive experience. If they do, the public's going to know, and it's just not going to work. And then beyond that, agencies have to sort of figure out their cadence. If I sign up for Fish and Wildlife Service Facebook page on protecting waterways, I don't want to get maybe 10 posts a day, or it's going to turn into spam and it's going to turn me off. They have to make sure they're doing the right amount of content. And then they have to make sure that they devote resources to it. If you don't have people there to answer questions, to do interesting posts, to make it lively, it's just going to sort of die a very public death.